that is. His love lights the way for me. It's good to be here this morning. Man, what a great crowd out on a rainy day. Boy, I guess just didn't nobody else have nothing else to do. They just come be in the house of the Lord today. Hey, man, thank God. But we are so glad to have you and appreciate you coming and being with us. Just worship the Lord with us in spirit and in truth. You're visiting with us. We're just so glad to have you. And thank God for you choosing Morning View. I know you could have chose any church. There's 100 of them on every corner. And but I certainly appreciate you coming to 191 Clarkwood Road. That makes such a difference. Amen. And it just helps us so much to look out and see you here this morning. Amen. Let's remember all the announcements. Be sure you got a bulletin. There's so many announcements in there that we got going on. Don't forget, now today there'll be a Vacation Bible School meeting at 5 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall. And so you be sure to be here for that. Then also, we need volunteers for homecoming. These are the committees we need help with. And if you could, right after church, if you could help with this, need somebody to pick up ice and drinks and set up committee Saturday, June the 10th at 6. Table preparers for Sunday morning and drink servers, cleanup committee, trash committee. All these things for homecoming are next Sunday. And so remember that. Then also, Vacation Bible School collections. We need today's request was chocolate chip cookies or Oreo cookies or Reese's peanut butter cups. So Reese's peanut butter cups are for me. But for next Sunday, bring potato chips or Doritos. And if you're playing catch up, last Sunday was 2-liter drinks and Capri Suns. So it's all in the bulletin. If you got one when you came in, they're free. If you wait until you leave, it's $1.50. And so make sure either way you get one today. Remember all the prayer requests. Remember Monty Stroop. He's got pneumonia and been real sick this week. Let's be much in prayer for him. Then also still remember Brother Charles Garrett in our prayers. Remember Charlie Estes and his wife and their new baby. And still remember Emily and JT. Their baby's on the way, and so remember them. Remember Derek tomorrow. He'll be flying out to Iowa for his job, and so pray that he'll have a safe trip out there and back. And so many to pray for and pray about this week. We had so many that are sick, so many that's got tests and things like this coming up. Be much in prayer for each and every one of them. But let's just go to meeting this morning. If you got a prayer request, maybe just uplift the hands. Hey, man, the Lord knows all about it. Let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around this morning, receive our tithes and offering. Ask to be blessed upon the service today. Amen. Remember tonight, man, we'll be having a baby dedication for Aaron and Jenna Little. They'll be with us tonight, so we're looking forward to that.
One people.
Amen. Derek, will you lead us?
Where?
of the one who lives in me. I've found every promise he ever made. Jesus will keep. Walk by my side in deserts dry. Loved me and held me when I cried. So let me sing you one more song in case I leave. I know how I made it. Steps that are slower now I've taken, each one by faith. Standing on Jordan's stormy shore, I lift my trembling voice once more. I know how I made it. God's children are leaving one by one, passing this way and going home. Signs of the time reveal we don't have very long. But each one who stands upon this shore, waving goodbye as they God will leave here singing that same sweet song. I know how I made it. I made it by God's grace. Steps that are slower now I've taken, each one by
I want to say I love the Lord first thing this morning. I thank him for just giving me the strength to be back into his house once again. It's good to see this big crowd this morning, all the smiling faces. We've been all down in the valleys. It's time to get up now and refresh ourselves and, you know, just praise the Lord that we're still here. You know, it's always bad, but it can always be worse. But we have to call on God in the bad times and in the good times. So today, let's just praise him, give him all the praise in the world. Y'all pray for me.
If I carried the gospel to the lost, near and far, I was dead, empty-handed, at God's judgment bar. But I dare not relax until I've done all.
to be in the house of the Lord this morning. You know, I know it's bad outside, a little bit dreary, but you know, I know it's good for us. You know, there's time and place for everything. This song we're going to sing, I want you to, the choir, you got to help us when we get to the chorus on it. But it merely says, what a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. That's going to say more than I can. I want you to listen to the words. My granddaughter going to sing the verses. Bless you all.
Time. like a river, attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul.
Thank you.
last verse without any music while they're coming down. Will you help me with it?
When we've been there 10,000 years, right shining as the sun.
Oh, that sounds good. Sing it right here. God.
To sing God's praise, that when we first begun.
Turn your Bible to the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 2, verse number 24. 1 Peter, chapter number 2, verse number 24. Reading through verse number 25. Preaching today on We Have a Story to Tell. Amen. We have a story to tell. I thought about this song all weekend. It says, I love to tell the story of unseen things above. Jesus and His glory, I love to tell the story. Because I know it's true, it satisfies my every longing as nothing else can do. Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 24, reading through verse number 25. The Bible said, amen, who his own self, who is this? Talking about Jesus Christ. He said, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on that tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto the righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Look at verse number 25. He said, for you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'd be able to get over on the holy ground. God, I know, Lord, that I'm nothing today, but you're everything. And, Lord, we're so thankful and so appreciative of this great crowd that we've got, and what a great job, Lord, the choir did this morning, the special singing. Lord, I pray, God, that I do nothing, Lord, it may hinder what we've had here today. Lord, but let us be uplifting, God, in your name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. Listen, neighbor, we have a story to tell. Amen. Listen, the Bible is full. Listen, of amazing experiences. Amen. We read over there where Moses listened to a voice out of a burning bush. Listen, we read where Noah spent 40 days there in the ark. Listen, neighbor, today we see where Daniel has spent time in the den of lions. Listen, we also know the story. Listen to the Virgin Mary that gave birth. Listen to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All of these people, neighbor, had neighbor a story to tell. Listen, I love to tell the story. Listen, how Jesus Christ, listen, took our past and took our present and our future upon himself and went to the cross of Calvary that I may have life and have it more abundantly. I love to tell the old story because I know it's true. It satisfies my every longing and nothing else can do and will do. I love how to tell the story. We have a story. I listen every day how he suffered for the atonement of my sin so we might receive forgiveness. I listen and be born again and have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God living within us. I listen, we have a story to tell. I listen every day. Listen, we've got good news to bring, and that That is why I sing. Amen. I listen to notice three things today. I listen and I love to tell how the old story. I listen, like I've said a lot of times, how we lie together around folks. I listen, maybe that's on up in years. And Brother Herman, we love to hear how the old stories of old. I listen, but I love the old story. I listen, neighbor, we have. I listen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I listen, Daniel, Mary, Martha, Luke, and John. Even though their stories was great, we still have a story to tell. I listen, number one today. I listen, oh, we have a story to tell. I listen, I love to tell about His grace. Amen. I listen about His grace. I listen, if you go back and you look in the Hebrew and Greek, that word speaks of being delivered. Amen. I listen, and deliverance from enemies. The New Testament, it speaks of the provision of salvation. I never today, what is grace? It's God's action and His love toward fellow man. I listen, who merited the opposite. I listen, I should have got my just rewards. I was guilty. I listen, neighbor, all the day long. I'm full of sin on every side. But grace is what saved me. I thank God for God's amazing grace. That song, it says, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. It's nothing good I ever did. It's not what I could have did. It's not what you could have did. But we're saved today by the grace of God. I listen, and I love to share the story. I listen and tell people about the grace of God, how He can take a nobody and make a somebody. I listen, how He can take a drunkard and save their soul and put them in the choir of singing. It takes the grace of God. I listen, it brought salvation unto you and I today. It's by grace that we're free. I've been pardoned from the chains of sin. I thank God for the grace of God today. It's by His grace. It's by His grace. What is grace? It's God's love in action toward men who merited the opposite. Amen. It's like being guilty and walking into the courtroom. I listen, neighbor, today in the old judge. Hey, man, that thing. I listen, a mantle or whatever it may. Hey, man, you call it Stephanie, and no, she works at the courthouse. And one of them things you have, I hammer down with. I listen. Hey, man, it's like being guilty. Know you're guilty. I know you deserve the sentence prison. I know you deserve the judgment passing down. And the judge look at you and say, I can find no fault. You can go free. I listen, that's exactly what grace did for me at Calvary. And I'm telling you, we've got a story how to tell this morning. I love to tell the story about the grace of God. I love to tell the story about the grace of God. How His love toward men who deserve the opposite got free and got set free. And I've got a place in glory land. Hey, man, I say this a lot of times. There's a crown up there that won't fit nobody but me. Hey, man, there's a robe up there that won't fit nobody but me. Thank God, I'm redeemed. Listen, by the grace of God today, and I'm glad I love to tell the old story, because nothing else will work, nothing else will get it done like the grace of God. Amen. We have a story to tell. We have a story to tell the good news, the grace of God, how He forgave us of our sins. Look at what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 21. Talking about we have a story to tell, and we should share the good news, the grace of God. the grace of God, God's unmerited favor toward you and I that was lost and doomed for a devil's hell. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the honor and glory of God. Every one of us in here are born in sin, and the Bible says we're shaped in iniquity. But he said, by where grace abound, thank God. He said, about where grace abound, thank God today. Ain't you glad for the grace of God? And I'm glad today that we have a story to tell. Amen. Every one of us, listen, we've all been through things in our life. Some can tell how they've been through this. And some can tell how they've been through that. But I love to tell how he saved my soul. Thank God. Undeserving. It was the grace of God. How that brought salvation to man. Amen. We have a story to tell. The Bible said, listen to this. He said, for he, talking about Jesus Christ again, I just love to talk about Jesus. I just love to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Because I know that everything I am and everything I have, Brother Cecil, is because of the Lord. Nothing good I've ever done to deserve even one of the treasures unknown. But it's the grace of God that has brought salvation to man. Look at what he said he did right here. He said, for he had made him to be sin for us. Here Jesus Christ is, a perfect, spotless Son of God. He came into this sin-filled world and took on the robe of sin. He took my sin and your sins and your children's sins and your grandchildren's sins. He said, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Did you get that? He became sin, took my sin and those sins with the Calvary's cross that I could still go free. Grace. Judy sung about it this morning. Ain't that always amazing how the songs go with the message? I didn't call them this week and tell her what I was preaching. Amen. And she didn't whisper up here and say, preacher, I got two songs. What are you going with? Grace. Marvelous grace. Thank God today we have a story to tell. If we've been saved by God's grace, we've got something to shout about. We've got something to tell the world about. We've got a story to tell. Look at what the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse number 17. Talking about the unmerited, undeserving. Did any of us in here really deserve to be blessed the way we're blessed? Did any of us really in here this morning really deserve that when the road is called up yonder that we're going to be there? Amen. That there's a glad reunion day. We've got loved ones on the other side and they're waiting for you and I. Do we deserve to go to that place? We don't, but it's by his grace. It's by his grace we have a story to tell. He said, listen, John 1 and 17. He said, for the law was given by Moses. The law was given by Moses, but grace, I like that, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law condemned us to die. The law said there's no chance for you. The law says you're condemned. The law says you're guilty. The law says you have no hope. But Jesus came that we might have life. We might have it. He sacrificed it. And we have that story to tell. We have that story to share. And we love to tell of his marvelous grace. I love to tell the story of unseen things above. Jesus and his glory. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my every longing and nothing else can do. It's talking about the grace of God. It's talking about the grace of God. Herman, we got a story to tell. We got a story to share. We got a story to pass down to our children and generations to come. We have a story to tell. And then number two, not only do I love to tell about his grace, but I love to tell about his mercy. I love to tell about his mercy. Amen. God's mercy is his tender hearted, loving compassion for you and I. That's mercy. For his people, God's mercy is rooted. I like that word rooted. It means it's grounded. It means it's steadfast. It ain't just tossed with every wind to and fro. I'm glad I got a hold of something and it got a hold of me. Hey, listen, and it spread roots in my body and it's wrapped around the rock of Jesus. Thank God for his grace and thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his mercy. God's mercy for his people. God's mercy is rooted in his goodness. Listen. The first mention of mercy in the scripture is when God spared Lot. It's when God spared Lot. The judgment of sin had came down. They were going to kill him. He said, hey, have vision to destroy everything in Sodom and Gomorrah. But God's mercy stepped in. That love, that compassion that he had for you and I. Where will we be today? I love to tell people about God's love and his mercy and his grace. His grace. His grace and his mercy. And then number three today, I love to tell the story. And we all have a story to tell. Thank God. Now I can't explain a lot of times how it happened. And I can't explain. There's been people out here, Brother Sam, they'll say, well, it was on the 15th of July. It was raining on this side of the church and sun shining on that side of the church. And there was four cars going down the highway. Today I got saved. I don't remember all that. I don't remember all that. But I can tell you one thing. I knelt down in an old-fashioned altar and I told an old-fashioned God, hey man, that I was a sinner and I needed to be saved by grace. Thank God. And listen, neighbor, today, his grace and mercy stepped in and it changed my life. He wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm telling you today, us as Christians, us that are born again, we have a story to tell. We have a story to tell. I love to tell the story of his grace. And I love to tell the story of his mercy. I love to tell the story of his grace. And I love to tell the story of his mercy. Boy, it makes all the difference in the world. Oh, listen, we love the love to tell the old story. Why? Because nothing else is sufficient. Nothing else can supply your every longing like a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ today. Then number three, we have a story to tell, and we love to tell about his grace, and we love to tell about his mercy. And number three today, we love to tell about his faithfulness. We love to tell about his faithfulness. Ain't you glad we serve a faithful God? He's there in the midnight hour. He's there at 3 o'clock in the morning. He's faithful. God is faithful. Amen. He's faithful. The faithfulness of God. God's covenant. That word, God's covenant, that word covenant, it's a legal term. It means contract or agreement. Over 277 times we'll find in the Word of God where he confirms, he tells, I'm making this covenant with you that I am faithful to you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you all the way to the end. We have a story to tell. We have a story to tell when we tell about his grace and we tell about his mercy and we tell about his faithfulness. Look at what the Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter number 7, verse number 9, talking about God's covenant, that word and that faithfulness of him. I love to share how faithful God is to me. Look at Deuteronomy, what he says here. Talking about we have a story to tell. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God. He is God. It's not Muhammad. It's not Buddha or Jeremiah or anybody else. There's just one God. And that's the God we serve. He said, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God. And he didn't stop right there. He said, he's the faithful God. Which what? Keepeth, what did I say that he does? He keepeth that covenant. See, when God makes a covenant, just like he told Noah. He told Noah, he said, I'll never destroy the earth again with rain or by water. And I'm going to give you a covenant. I'm going to give you the rainbow sign in the sky. Everybody agree with that, right? Yeah, everybody sees it. Anybody ever saw a rainbow? Let me see your hand. You saw a rainbow. Some of y'all need to get out a little more. But he said, that's a covenant. That's a covenant. That's what he's saying here. He said, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth the covenant and what? And mercy. So I love to just tell about his mercy. I love to tell about his grace. And I love to tell about his faithfulness. Faithfulness. He's going to be there. He's going to be there. Man, I had Gavin, I believe it was yesterday. We put him in the swimming pool. And is he here today? Oh, back there, yeah. I thought maybe he went skating or something. Samantha and them were still out at the pool, and I said, well, I'm going to take him in. And she said, well, he's got to be changed. I said, I got it. She said, can you change the diaper? I said, are they still cloth? But anyway, I took him in the house, and I was telling the brother and sister, that's a little harder now than it used to be. But I laid him on the bed, and that joker was flipping everywhere. He was a flopping. I was trying to put his shirt on. I had one over his head. And I said, you stay right here. I had the diaper over on the shelf. And I thought, I got to get that diaper. And I was looking at him. And he was a flopping and flipping and flopping. And he didn't care. And I took off and I grabbed that diaper. And there he went rolling toward the. And I run and grabbed him. He didn't fall. He was still on the bed. But you know why he wasn't worried about that? He knew somebody going to catch him. He knew Pawpaw was going to be faithful. I'm going to take care of him before I take care of me. I'm going to take care of my children, my grandchildren. Ain't all of us Pawpaws that way? Amen. Ain't all of our parents, are we not that way? We're faithful. We're going to be faithful to our children, and we should be today. But listen, he's saying God's faithfulness and mercy endureth forever. So it don't matter if you're in the storm, God's faithful. No matter what you're facing today, you may think this is the worst thing I've ever been through in my life. Trust God, he's faithful. Trust God, he's faithful. Well, preacher, you don't understand this valley or this storm. I may not, but I do know this. My God is faithful. My God is faithful. He's never let me down. He's never even discouraged me. He is faithful. He said, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth the covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to thousands of generations. Ain't you glad that the same God I serve and that is faithful to me, that when I leave the walks of this life, I don't have to worry he's going to be faithful to them little grand boys? Ain't God good? We have a story to tell. We have a story to tell. You know, I do. There ain't no telling how many. I think I've done about 10 funerals this year already. And we do several. And I love to get around them families. And they begin to tell stories about when they were children and when they were growing up and things like that. And I just love to hear them stories. And those are good. But at times like that, I love somebody to tell me, over there in an old camp meeting, Mama was saved. Over there in an old tent revival, Daddy got saved. Over there at such and such church and revival meeting, they accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I love to tell the story. See, it never gets old. It never gets old, Brother Greg, of how that day. Nothing special happened. Listen, we had an old beat-up car. There was more dust come on the inside than there was the outside. I'm telling you the truth. That thing was ragged out. We lived in an old house. May not have had a lot of things. But the day I got saved, I went back home in that same old ragged up car. I went back to that same old house. Getting the punishment our sins call for. Grace is getting the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. And ever since that day, I cannot say I've always been faithful. I cannot. I wish I could. God does for you and I. As we stand together today, would you come?
274.